2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
If you're having trouble getting in the holiday spirit, maybe the next couple minutes will help you get there. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelcamp Show.
I'm a maniac, maniac on the floor. And I'm dancing like I've never danced before.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
Now, 20 years ago today, we lost the great Chris Farley. Welcome in. That's a great way to start the show, right? Mourning the death of Chris Farley.
Is that how we were going to get in the holiday spirit?
Yeah. Well, if that doesn't get people primed, then we're not going to today. 319-366-1600, the Todd Brabelcamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, on his way back from Iowa City. We were gifted late yesterday with the announcement that Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker would be available to the media today. And it's Christmas. It's just Iowa keeps giving, because tomorrow it's player availability. And then on Wednesday, Kirk Ferentz is going to meet the media for the last time before the Hawkeyes head to the Pinstripe Bowl. Great show coming up for you today. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, set to join us at the bottom of the hour. Mac McCausland is flying somewhere. Knowing Mac, it's probably Las Vegas. I didn't ask him, but he said he landed at 4:45 today. So I said, well, we'll move you back to 5:30, give you a little bit of a breathing room. So Mac is going to be with us at 5:30 today. We'll talk Hy-Vee Classic, Iowa and Iowa State in the win column over the weekend. And then Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette stops by at 6 o'clock. Now, these two guys here, these guys look like caged animals. If there's anything that Scott Unash and Mark Dukes love more than anything, it's being asked to stick around and not get compensated for putting in time on this show. Mark.
It all goes into the same bucket for me.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned buckets, because I've got a bucket here in front of me, Theater of the Mind, with five names in it. And we need to figure out who's gifting who Friday for the annual KGYM Christmas gift exchange.
So in case people didn't know, basically in the past, everybody got everybody a gift. And it was really small things. It was recycled things. There were some really great gems that you guys got me. And then there's some stuff where I'm not sure where it is at this point.
You still use your Cardinal coaster.
Oh, I do. I use my Cardinal coasters.
Alex was very easy to shop for last year because all of the St. Louis Rams stuff was on sale. Well, so Alex got...
But you guys didn't troll me. That was somebody else who is no longer at the station, yeah, who bought all the Rams stuff.
So instead of doing individual gifts this year, we're going to buy one person each a gift. So we've got to draw names for that. This, I'm sure a lot of people out there, do you do this at your home,
oh,
your
yeah.
families?
Oh, of course.
Your families draw names. We did. We had a family Christmas on Saturday, which, thank God, it got me out of having to go to the Hy-Vee Classic in Des Moines. I watched a little bit of the game on TV, and I thought, man, I'm glad I drove an hour and 40 minutes northeast rather than 2 hours to the west. I didn't miss anything. But we had, for the first time ever, we did like a white elephant gift exchange with my family here. And not to make it too macabre, but it was all items that belonged to my dead grandmother that my aunt wanted to get rid of. And so she put them in gift bags, and that's mission
decorative
accomplished.
Soaps.
Yeah, well, it was something along those lines. Needless to say, I've got a very nice set of wine and beer glasses in the basement that are 40 or 50 years old. My wife was just mortified that we had to take them, and I said, I'm not going to throw them out. So, Mark, I'm going to have you reach in here, and I'm going to have you pull out. Now, you can't pull out your own name.
That makes sense.
Mark is beyond thrilled right now. I really wish people could see. I know I've said this before on the air a number of times that if this show were to ever make its way to TV somehow, I would be out the door, lickety-split. This is one of the few times that I wish we had a TV camera here. Mark can
borderline Scrooge, Todd.
Mark can hardly really contain his joy here.
I can't wait for Mark to pull my name.
What's the money limit here?
$300. Somewhere between a homemade oven mitt and a Beatles iPod.
What can you get a box set of Chris Farley movies for?
Well, the VHS or DVD? You can probably get VHS for 99 cents down at Goodwill. Mark's going to...
Don't tell
this
us who it is.
End. No,
name?
You can...
Whose name oh, do you can't I tell? Want?
Mark, please read the... three to one odds, it's Mark's own
whose
name.
Whose name do I want?
It's not who you want, it's who you get.
He's having a tough time opening the paper.
Well, this is the 1970s DeWitt Bank and Trust paper from my grandmother's.
The man who has everything, Todd Brommelkamp.
Okay, so Mark got me. Okay. We should mention Kyle. Kyle is in here as well, even though he's not here. And I drew Kyle. I'll have to get Kyle something for Christmas on Friday.
He's a Cubs fan, so that should be fairly easy.
Okay. Well, we've avoided. What are the odds we get through?
Dip into your inventory, Todd.
What are the odds we get through this without anybody drawing their own name? Scott Unash also
Tyler
struggling.
Ryder.
Yeah, well, I should mention that.
Wait a second.
I should mention that the bucket we're drawing this out of is the Sports Radio WNML.
The animal?
Sports, yes. FM 99.1 or AM 990 in Knoxville.
Mark Dukes.
Well, that's too easy.
Yellow Wilson staffs.
No.
That's too easy.
I already know what I got. This is
Alex,
easy.
Whoever's name is left in there is who Kyle's going to be responsible for. It's either going to be Scott or you, right?
So he's responsible for me, I would assume, because I picked my own name.
Oh, yeah, well, switch it around then.
So, Scott,
Kyle's
I'm responsible
for me.
I'm buying for you.
Oh, okay.
And Kyle will be buying for me.
And Kyle has Alex. Okay, so there you go.
All right.
Do you have a... This is sort of like sitting on Santa's lap here. Now, we got to be really careful about this given the climate. Please don't actually... This is not an invitation for either of you to sit on my lap here because I wouldn't want to get anybody in trouble with HR. That's just me. What would you like? What are some of the things on the... Do they have gift certificates at May City? Could somebody get...
I don't know. Well,
Scott
ask.
Could get Mark a gift certificate to May City, and then you could be a big spender and pick up a couple rounds
so
at Bowling Night in America.
Gift certificates will be accepted, right?
Sure.
It's what... Yeah, it's... Okay. As long as it comes from the heart.
You've got a vast collection, Todd, of a lot of things sports, mainly Cub. So I can't go down the Cubs road because that's going to bring at risk getting you something you already have.
Oh,
so I might have to call your wife.
There are plenty of things. There are plenty of things that I don't have.
Do we have a sponsor who sells golf stuff here at KGYM?
Depends on what time of the year we're talking about.
Absolutely.
During golf season. Yes. So
now, whoever.
That's just a thought.
That's just a thought.
I've got to figure out whether I want to give. This is over. All I got to do is go get it.
Trying to figure out whether I want to give Kyle the WNML Sports Radio bucket along
listeners,
with
if you have any ideas on what I
on
need
it.
To get Todd, please help me out.
319-366-1600.
Scott, do you want a Hatchimal? Are those still in, or was that last
year? That was last year.
Choice.
Okay. I couldn't tell you what the hot gift is this year. I'm sure people are eating this up.
Somebody
2732 says that someone should buy someone the Carolina Panthers.
Diddy,
they're for sale.
Diddy's going to buy him, right?
Yeah.
And then immediately sign Colin Kaepernick.
Even though
he may or may not be aware, if he wants to buy the team, they do have a quarterback.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
They laid it on Green Bay yesterday. And then the Packers tried to come back at the end. It was a valiant comeback effort. Now you can shut Aaron Rodgers down for the rest of the season.
That's the Vikings this week, though.
That's the way that I look at it. You know what? My friend who works for the Vikings sent me a Snapchat just minutes after the game was over of the NFC North championship hats.
Let me guess, a Viking fan?
Well, he works for the Vikings.
Oh,
yeah, and he was rubbing salt into a. I won't say it's an open wound at this point because it's scabbed over weeks ago when Rodgers was hurt. I said, "Oh, it's over. Season's over." So now they say they don't know for sure whether or not he's going to play next week or not.
Said if they're still in the playoff hunt, he wants to
even
play.
After that, they said they don't know if they have a plan yet for him.
And they could be knocked out tonight if Atlanta wins.
If Atlanta wins tonight, they're done.
Then so I say shut him down.
I think that's why they're being vague.
65-12, buy Todd a gift card to a local chain restaurant.
You know, as long as they have low-carb options, I'll be fine. It's getting dangerous because there's only so many places I can go today, and the place I went for lunch today, the bartender looked at me and she said, it's something without a bun. I said, okay, now we're getting into trouble territory because sooner or later, when you walk in the door and they already know what you want, that's when you've got issues. Tyler and I did have that at one area location when we were here. You know, it's amazing. He leaves and I lose weight. I think there's a correlation between there.
You're looking svelte.
I'm also, I don't have as many gray hairs anymore, and I kid. You guys, you know, you could have left 5 minutes ago. I don't know whether one of you are still sticking around here for. It's like TV shows during the ratings period when you'd have crossovers, right?
That's right.
Remember on Empty Nest when the Golden Girls would stop by and play with Dreyfus for a little bit?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember the...
Shocker.
Yeah, shocker that Alex is unaware of.
Give it a Google.
Richard Mulligan was the star of Empty Nest.
And I don't even remember him for soap.
Joe Isuzu, the guy that played Joe Isuzu.
Yes.
Lived next... Charlie. He lived next door.
I could take a box set of soap.
Dreyfus was... I don't want to mention the big box/lumber store that I bought the circus peanuts from, but I do recall that they have a wide selection of 1970s television shows on DVD.
That and circus peanuts.
I don't want to get Kyle any circus peanuts. They probably don't have any left. They haven't restocked.
That was fun, guys.
That was the last show.
How I would describe it, but at least we took care of business. This could have been taken care of off mic earlier in the day. Nobody would have been the wiser.
This is great.
But no,
content.
I said, let's do this. And look, what do you got to go on here? The Hy-Vee Classic over the weekend.
Electric atmosphere.
Iowa blew Drake out. And Iowa State and you and I, it was a good game. I don't necessarily think it was as great as people were thinking it was going to be. Iowa State won it relatively comfortably. And I know my fellow brethren in the media were upset at the accommodations. They're never great over there, but Wells Fargo Arena decided who needs the media seating. They sold it to people like as a suite or something. So everybody was complaining about how they were crammed into a small area. Hockey press box.
Okay, I was
they
confused.
Turned it into a big suite or something.
Because that where the media usually sits, I was watching the Iowa Drake game and noticed that there were people with courtside seats where the media usually sits. And I didn't quite understand that. So the media had to sit up top?
Yeah. And I've been, the couple times that I've gone over there for that event, it hasn't been the greatest setup in the world. But when you get four teams and one place and everybody's from Iowa and there's a lot of media that come and cover that, well, what do you expect? Now, I know Scott Docterman, our friend from landof10.com, had a piece today on that website about how you fix the Hy-Vee Classic because Drake is now 0-6 in the event. And Scott's description was it's like a JV varsity doubleheader, that whoever plays Drake, there's just not a whole lot of interest. Drake isn't competitive. And so you get one good game and one dud. And so his thought was maybe you bring in some other teams. I think there are people out there that have thought maybe that will liven up a marriage that usually backfires. But you want to bring in another party into the Hy-Vee Classic? Oh, you know, it might spice things up for a while, but then someone's going to get jealous seeing you and I or Drake playing. Now, Scott said bring in a Big Ten team and they could play, I think, Iowa State or you and I or somebody like that. And I don't necessarily think this event is broken. It's under contract for, I think we'll have at least two more Hy-Vee Classics. But this all came about because you and I and Drake were told Iowa and Iowa State were not going to do the home-and-home series with them anymore. And I think it's grown on people. People sort of like the event. But if you watched over the weekend or if you were there, you know it's the same warts that we've been talking about every year, that the Iowa-Drake game tipped things off at 1 o'clock. The arena's half full. The Iowa State fans that are making the trip, the UNI fans, they're down on Court Avenue drinking and watching the Iowa-Drake game at a bar while they're trying to have a good time before they come to the arena for the game that they actually care about. And the minute that the Iowa-Drake game is over, most of those people are splitting to enjoy their Saturday night in Des Moines. They don't care about you and I on Iowa State, so there's nothing you can really do to make this.
You could bring Duke in. It wouldn't really change much, would it? Iowa State is always going to have the bigger crowd, right?
In that locale, yes. And Iowa fans, I think, are sort of lukewarm about that. The Iowa fans that live in the Des Moines area, it's a good opportunity. Look, they're, and I'll give them credit, them, I mean, the Iowa program for going out and about to different parts of the state. They're going to play Colorado coming up here shortly in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in a neutral site contest. And if you live in that part of the state, chances are you probably don't get to Carver Hawkeye ever, if not maybe once, and it takes a lot of planning to get there because it's just it's a haul. So kudos to Iowa for looking and saying, hey, we can go play this game at the Corn Palace? Some sort of palace, right? I'm getting that confused with Mitchell, South Dakota. 319-366-1600. Mitchell is the home of the Corn Palace, but I'm trying to remember the name of the arena that Iowa and Colorado are going to be playing at. It's not very big, I know that. And I think Iowa State's played there recently. Anyway, I didn't want to talk about the so-called classic. It's just, Hawkeyes did what they needed to do, and then you got an entertaining but still meh game between Iowa State and UNI. And now Iowa State, and credit to the folks at Cyclone Fanatic and other media outlets, they're starting to write about Iowa State very much being in the picture for the NCAA tournament this year, with the way that the Cyclones have overcome that 0-2 start to the season. They've been playing very well, and everybody else is just sort of along for the ride at this point.
It seems like that, although I guess it probably falls somewhere in between, but watching that game, I know a lot of Iowa fans were excited with the way that their team played. The question is, was it just about them being bigger and more physical than Drake and overwhelming them, or was it them turning a corner? Probably a little bit of both, and it's nowhere near time to start talking about the NCAA tournament or the NIT for that matter, because they'd have to really kick things in gear. But I know a lot of Iowa fans had been waiting for this team to at least look good for 40 minutes, and after a very slow start in that game, they did that for the last three quarters of that game.
The Sanford Pentagon.
That's the name of the
You know, the Hertine and Stocker text line, they always come through.
I think Iowa State played Colorado there a couple years
ago. They did.
Tip off the season.
319-366-1600, by the way, is not only the Hertine and Stocker text line, but you're going to want to keep that number handy because all week long for you, we've got $50 gift certificates to Elevate Salon and Spa. Got a couple locations here in Cedar Rapids, including one not too far from the station on Edgewood Road. And $50, I know, I think a woman's haircut will run you about $35, $36 there. My wife told me, I was asking her, what can you get for $50 at Elevate? And she said, yeah, quite a bit. So I think this is something that the listeners are going to enjoy this week. And if you're like me and extremely lazy, you can use this as a stocking stuffer and just say that you went out of your way to get it for your wife or your girlfriend. Or they do men's haircuts too. You could give, I thought Scott was coming in to redraw. Scott Yanach just popped into the studio. I thought he was going to try to trademark like he's Jerry DePoto or something. And he's got hot stove. He's got winter meetings fever. Scott's trying to trade a couple players to be named later and Mark Dukes to Alex for himself, which is against the rule. No, You cannot buy for yourself.
Can I call in and be caller number 6 to get that Elevate Salon and Spa gift card and then you, just give it to Scott?
Well, there are 5
of
them.
Would that be cheap of me?
There are 5 of them, and we have 5 gifts. So, no, we can't do that. We're ineligible. But you are if you hear us on 106.3 or 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. Now, what's going on tonight? It's 5:50, right? We got to duck out on the
6:50.
FM. 6:50, my bad.
6:50, we have 6:50.
So just final couple minutes of the program tonight on the FM frequencies. We've got a couple high school basketball games. It's going to be a very interesting week as we navigate high school basketball here. So make sure you're listening closely every day, not only for the times that we'll be switching signals. And, of course, you'll have to also listen closely to find out who's shopping for who for Christmas. 4:25, we'll step aside, take a quick break. I'll dive in here on the text line and see the reaction to the Christmas drawing live on the air. I'm sure I think I have a good idea what it's going to be. When we come back, Alex will have your first big board update of the day. John Walters, play-by-play voice, the Iowa State Cyclones, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
Welcome back in 4:27. And of course, somebody, Wiggy on the text line, would be a huge fan of the TV show that we were talking about earlier.
See, the one that I didn't know?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Golden Girls, they lived next door to Dr. Harry Weston. And he was the primary character, he and his dog Dreyfus, on the TV show Empty Nest. And he had 2 adult daughters, and they were both sort of train wrecks, but in different ways. It was just your prototypical late 80s, early 90s situational comedy. And it was kind of funny. And then, yeah, the Joey Zuzu guy was there as well. 319-366-1600. Are they still making Zuzus, Scott Unash? Scott's filling in right now for Kyle on the other side of the glass. He can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Do we have an Isuzu dealership locally? You want to do a big board for Kyle in his
Absolutely.
Absence? Midwest One bringing you this big board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
All 4 of the state's major men's basketball teams collided in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. First, it was the Hawkeyes taking care of Drake 90-64, led by Tyler Cook's 23 points. Nick Bear had 11 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. And Jordan Bohannon and Luca Garza also scored double figures. Iowa State overcame a halftime deficit to beat UNI 76-65. Wyatt Lowhouse led the Panthers with 16 points, but the Cyclones had 5 of their 8 players who played in the game score double figures, including Lindell Wigginton's game-high 20. Nick Weiler-Babb continued his strong play with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and the Cyclones have now won 8 in a row. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has been dominant since the opening tip of the season and today was once again named co-Big Ten Player of the Week. She had 26 points and 10 rebounds on 73% shooting in a victory over UNI this weekend to give her a nation-leading 11th double-double. She's top 15 nationally in eight other categories, including third in field goal percentage and rebounds, and 11-1. She's got the Hawkeyes off to their best start since 2010 and ranked 25 in the country. Tonight, after the program, we will be checking out a little bit earlier as Linmar. I had the game on here. We're going to head out to Linmar on our FM frequencies on 1600 AM, and our FM frequencies will be on the Monday Night Football, I believe.
I think what you were trying to say is you were so overcome with the feeling, the spirit of the season, and the gift drawing earlier in the program that nothing else matters at this point.
Of course.
It's all about you having to do some shopping for Scott Unash. Gift card. Just get him a gift card to the bowling alley. 319-366-1600. I can't wait for the inner office White Elephant gift exchange this week as well, because it's going to have a little flavor of my former co-host attached to it. John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, is with us next.
This bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Traveling to see family and friends is one of the best parts of this season. So stay road ready with a set of new tires by GT Radio from Linder Tire. They'll keep you rolling safely through the holidays. Right now, Linder Tire is offering an instant rebate of $40 on a set of four passenger or light truck GT Radio tires. And let Linder Tire's auto maintenance keep your battery charged and brakes in shape throughout winter, too. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ride on their reputation for integrity and excellent service. LinderTire.com.
Taxpayer money, and that's what Jeter did.
Ryan Russillo. Check him out weekdays at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the NFL suspended Carolina linebacker Thomas Davis two games for an illegal blindside block of Green Bay receiver Devontae Adams. Davis will appeal. Steelers receiver Antonio Brown tweeted today that his injury is a minor one and that his team made a statement despite the loss to the Patriots. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Brown has a partially torn calf muscle, won't likely play in Sunday's regular season finale. He is expected back for the playoffs. Everyone talking about the Steelers' go-ahead touchdown that was overturned by replay officials in the final seconds yesterday. Another topic of discussion, why Pittsburgh didn't do a better job defending tight end Rob Gronkowski, notes ESPN's Lewis Riddick.
Not let this guy just march down the field, you know, like a big giant, the King Kong that he is with athletic ability, and really just basically salt the game away for the New England Patriots for all intents and purposes, and not have a better plan. We're trying to disrupt him at the line of scrimmage, double him down the field, challenge him at the catch point.
NBA, the Warriors will be missing a trio of starters tonight against the Lakers. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Zaza Pachulia, all out with injuries.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word SIZE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text SIZE to 797979. Text SIZE to 797979.
The Home Depot has the perfect last-minute gift for any last-minute additions to your Christmas list. The RYOBI ONE+ 18-volt drill and impact driver kit. You can still grab one for just $99. Two great tools, plus a powerful lithium-ion battery that drives them both. It may be last-minute, but it's definitely first rate. the Ryobi OnePlus Drill and Impact Driver Kit. Still just $99, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 3rd, 2018, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming holiday season? Maybe not. Maybe you could trust your kids will be just as happy without them. Maybe you could trust they won't remember you as the parents who spent this Christmas morning driving to a mini mall to get the batteries you forgot while wearing a robe. Or you could just trust Duracell and buy them right now.
Welcome back in 4:35, the Todd Brumell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 6:50 or 7 o'clock tonight, depending on which one of our three frequencies you're listening to us, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. You guys are going to get Mount Pleasant and Linmar tonight. The high school basketball game, Scott Unash will be calling, 1600 AM. We will catch up with the Cyclone Courtside Show, and we've happen to have the host of that program with us, as we do every Monday. His appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And, John, it was a good game. I think it was I think it lived up to the billing somewhat, but Iowa State winds up with the victory at the Hy-Vee Classic over UNI on Saturday.
Yeah, hard fought, as you would expect. Nothing's going to be just given to you, so it's you got to earn it, and that's what UNI does. They make you earn everything, and I thought Iowa State, you know, once they kind of figured a few things out and were able to get just a little flurry, in a game like that, when it's going to be probably fairly low scoring and possession-type game, if you can even get a 6-0 flurry in a game like that, feels like a 15-0 run. And when Iowa State, I think, had a 11-0 or 13-0 run there midway through the second half, it really did put the game in their favor. And from that point on, they had it pretty much in their control. And so, it was a good win. Certainly Iowa State's best win to date. And, something to really build on, I think, for these guys to go on to a quote-unquote neutral floor and find a way to beat a really good basketball team who had beaten a lot of other good teams was a good step in the right direction. And to see Lindell Wigginton again playing really well on a big stage was fun, because that freshman just does not have the look of a freshman when he gets in a big moment.
Let's talk about Lindell Wigginton for a second, because you mentioned the scoring run midway through that second half, and he was at the forefront of that. I think he scored something like 13 points in about a 5-minute stretch of game time. Did he show on Saturday his ability to just take over a game offensively?
Yeah, he really did, and he's also showed a steady hand. You know, he didn't turn the ball over. He played all 40 minutes, played good defense. I thought he did a lot of really good things in that basketball game. But certainly the one that stood out was what he did offensively when the game was on the line and just kind of taking over, as you mentioned. And not only with drives to the basket, but with jump shots, with three-pointers. I mean, it was a variety, and that's his game. You know, he can do a lot of different things offensively, and you saw pretty much all of them in that short little stretch, and it was impressive. I mean, it's a big stage for a kid like that, and I thought he really handled that well. And right now he's playing at an extremely high level. It's kind of getting buried in the headlines behind what Trae Young is doing, which has been absolutely ridiculous at Oklahoma. I mean, Young is one of the best freshmen I've ever seen, but Wigginton is certainly not taking a backseat to too many folks, and he's having a great, great freshman year. And I think more and more people will start to notice that nationally. He's on pace to break Curtis Stinson's scoring record as a freshman, and that would be quite a remarkable feat to set the all-time Iowa State record for scoring for a freshman. And I don't know if he'll do it or not, but I sure wouldn't bet against him.
Maryland Eastern Shore coming up on Wednesday at 6 o'clock in Ames, and then a 9-day layoff before Kansas State comes to town, Big 12 play starts. Is this team ready for conference action?
Well, it feels like it, although the conference, I think everybody across the league is saying that. You know, I mean, again, I sound like a broken record, but find me the bottom of the Big 12 conference. It just doesn't exist. And you know, here's Texas, which is, if you looked at the standings right now with, you know, the non-conference games listed only, obviously, They're listed at the bottom. If they're the last place team in the league, then it's one heck of a league. They're receiving, you know, quite a few votes in the AP poll. Six teams are ranked in that poll. Two more are receiving votes, and Iowa State's not one of those teams, and they're playing pretty doggone well. So it's a really good league, and this year I think even more so than ever, a bottomless league. And so I think Iowa State's ready for that leap, but, you know, you're going to find out very quickly if you're not, and you're going to get punched in the nose right away if you're not. And so probably good for this team to open up with a couple of home games. If they can protect their home floor against Kansas State and especially against Texas, you know, that'd be two really good wins under their belt before they start getting into the real rigors of the conference race. And so, in this league this year, I think if you can go 500 in the league, especially if Iowa State can finish business the way they need to against Maryland Eastern Shore on Wednesday, I think with what they've done in the non-conference, if they could put together a 500 record in the league, they'd probably be an NCAA tournament team, maybe even an 8-win conference record. 8-10 might get it done, as long as you do okay at the Big 12 tournament. But the strength of schedule with the RPIs is really going to take care of itself once you get in league play and play everybody twice. It's only going to benefit everybody in the conference. So, getting to that 8 or 9 wins is going to be a lot easier said than done, but that's got to be the goal. And if it is, this could be a program that goes to a 7th consecutive NCAA tournament, and that would be a really, really remarkable accomplishment given what people expected coming into the season.
Now, John, I know a lot of people looked at the UNI game as a test to see if the guards and pretty much everybody offensively would be able to be patient and play team basketball in the half court. And for the most part, since Nick Weiler-Babb has moved to the point guard position, the guards have played pretty well. And I think a lot of people look and say, these guys look like they've been playing together for so long, and they haven't. Has their cohesiveness, especially the guard position, kind of surprised you so far?
It has. You know, especially to see it all kind of come together the same week that it looks so disoriented against Milwaukee, to come back later that week and win 3 games in Myrtle Beach and look so good doing it was really remarkable. And it's just kind of continued ever since. And, you know, not on every night, all 3 of them haven't played great. Certainly Donovan Jackson did not have his best game against Northern Iowa, but the other 2 were good. And you know, when you look at why was Iowa State able to beat UNI, I think the post players had as much to do with that as anything in that game. That was the best that the collection of Hans Brace and Jeff Beverly, Solomon Young and Cam Lard have all played collectively, in my opinion. I mean, they've all had good games where they've been, you know, good on this night or good on another night, or this guy's good one night, this guy's good another. But for all 4 of them to play really well, I thought was the difference in that basketball game. And so impressed with the progress that they're making. Cameron Lard just continues to amaze me with some of the things he can do. He's just really a natural talent, but he plays the game hard too, and he plays with a bunch of enthusiasm. And Solomon Young has really come on. I mean, to do what he did defensively against Tyler Cook, and then to do what he did against Bennett Cook, I guess when he sees a guy named Cook, he puts together his best defense. But I mean, that was impressive. I mean, Tyler Cook and Bennett Cook are 2 really good offensive players, and they both got pretty much completely shut down by Solomon Young and Cameron Lard as a tandem. So their post defense has really, really improved, and that's going to be huge for Iowa State getting into conference play, where you're going to see some really good big men once you get into league play.
Has Cameron Lard earned himself more playing time or possibly some starts here and there? Because he has shown flashes not only offensively but defensively as well, like you mentioned.
I think he'll continue to play more and more, but I don't think Coach Prohm will probably throw him into that starting lineup just yet. I mean, they haven't altered it at all yet, and they're on an 8-game winning streak. I don't think he's going to change the recipe right now. It seems to be working really well. And I think the great thing about bringing Cameron off the bench, as he mentioned today, Steve was asked about it. He said, you know, if you start them both, you run the risk of both of them getting in early foul trouble, and now who do you have? You know, now you're stuck really getting into your bench, which Iowa State does not have a deep bench right now. I think playing Solomon Young and Cameron Lard together for about 10 to 15 minutes a game is great, but it's nice for Coach Prohm to be able to pick that 10 or 15 minutes where he feels like it'll be the most advantageous for Iowa State, and not to just necessarily say, well, it's going to be the the start of the game. So I like kind of alternating those two guys and having them play really, really hard, and then, you know, finding little spurts in the game where it makes sense to have them both out there together. So much of it is based on matchups and what the opponent does. But I like the formula he's using right now. And, you know, if Jeff Beverly continues to play like he did the other day, that was his best game, I thought. And Hans Brace is really coming on. It gives you that flexibility to be able to do that. And sooner or later, Zoran Talley will be back. And then maybe you'll see a little bit more of those two guys in there together. But for right now, this kind of makes sense for this team to be doing it the way they are.
John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, with us every Monday. His appearance sponsored by Craig Adamson, a True Wealth Stewardship partner. And John, this is going to be the last time that we get to talk to you before the bowl game, I believe, if my schedule's correct in my head, because we're off next Monday. But let's talk a little football here. Have you had an opportunity to immerse yourself in the Memphis Tigers yet?
I have, and I keep finding myself looking at their offense, and it's just really an impressive thing that they've done this year, to average 48 a game, and one of the top, if not the top, passing tandems in the country. They've got a really good receiver in Miller, a first-team All-American. Ferguson's an outstanding quarterback. And they've got other weapons as well. They're really dangerous in the kick return game. I think I read today that in their last 19 games, they've returned 7 kickoffs for touchdowns. That's absurd, you know, to have 7 kickoff returns for touchdowns in a 19-game stretch. And so they do a lot of things very, very well. And defensively, even though they give up a lot of points and yards, they are very good at turning opponents over. One of the best nationally in that area. And so Iowa State has to be really careful with the football and try to, you know, do what they do best, which is not turn the ball over, and kind of beat them in a little bit of a chess match. But obviously Iowa State's going to have to score some with its offense. This is not a game, in my opinion, where you can go in there and, like a lot of Iowa State's bowl victories, they've been low scoring games, you know, in the teens. I don't think this is one that can be like that. I think this is one be more like that first bowl win, the Insight Bowl with Pitt, where it was more of a high scoring back and forth game. And I'd expect a game in the 30s, you know, maybe the 40s. It's possible. And so more like the game against Oklahoma or the game against Oklahoma State, where it's more of a shootout. Not that Iowa State's defense isn't its strength, but it's going to be tough to hold these guys down completely. And so it'll be fun. I think it'll be a great, great environment. And Memphis really impresses me when I watch them on tape, and when I read up on them, it's pretty impressive what they've done.
Who's coming up with you on the courtside show tonight?
We're going to have Steve Prohm right off the top at 6:30, and then Coach Fenley will be along at 7:15.
All right. We appreciate it as always. Merry Christmas, John, and we'll touch base with you. Hard to believe, but probably in 2018, so Happy New Year's to you as well.
Yep, thanks very much, and I guess we'll be probably not having a show on New Year's Day either. We play Texas that day in basketball, so I'll talk to you guys on January 8th probably.
All right, that sounds like a plan. We appreciate it, John. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
John Walters, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, just given the way that the schedule falls this year with holidays and being off for various things, it's going to be a while before we touch base with John again because, well, yeah. If today is the 18th, what does that make next Monday? Well, it makes next Monday December 25th, Christmas, which is a pretty big day.
It's a big holiday.
And then Christmas, and then it's January 1st. And so, yeah, next time we'll be talking with him, it'll be January 8th, 2018.
Dang it.
What will this show look like in January of 2018? We did that with the NFL last week, and it was a giant flop. Although, with the NFL, it leads us to our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, because there were a lot of interesting things that took place over the weekend. We're actually going to be touching on a number of them coming up to kick off hour number two. But what was the biggest head-scratcher for you watching the NFL over the weekend? We give you five options. Emil's Hideaway is the sponsor of the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. NFL Talk, Mac McCausland, Mark Morehouse, and a whole lot more on the way before 7 o'clock tonight. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Stepping aside for just a quick second. Back with more after this.
When my wife's parents flew in for the weekend, I picked them up in my Honda Pilot. They raved over my decision to buy from Kelley Blue Book's 2017 Best Value brand and marveled at all the cargo space. Then they called my wife on Bluetooth to say what a smart man I was. Just kidding. Well, they did use the Bluetooth to ask my wife why she didn't pick them up.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for information.
Meet the Christmas shopping crowds this holiday season and start your shopping at Siegel's. Get jewelry at 40 to 75% off retail savings. This sale includes our entire stock of new and estate jewelry, diamonds, watches, tennis bracelets, gold and sterling. No interest layaway and Synchrony financing available. Visit our family-owned and operated store located on First Avenue, one block south of Town and Country Shopping Center.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Welcome back, 451, the AP Top 25 pullout this week for men's hoops. Not a whole lot of difference in the top two spots. Villanova remaining undefeated at 11-0, getting 45 first-place votes, and then Tom Izzo and Michigan State in the second position, 15 first-place votes. The Spartans have that one blemish on their record at 10-1. And then a little bit of jumbling. Five first-place votes for Arizona State this week. The Sun Devils check in at number three, followed by Duke, then North Carolina, Miami, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Xavier, and West Virginia. And Xavier, I believe, is headed to the McLeod Center for a date with you and I coming up this week.
That's going to be a big opportunity for you and I.
You know what else it means? It's going to be a big Wednesday here on the program when we catch up with Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the Panthers. He's going to have a lot to talk about the showdown with a top 10 Xavier Musketeers team.
I've stopped trying to do the impersonation of Gary Rima because
Been to Cincinnati? Maybe they'll bring some of that Skyline Chili with them we like so much.
I had a talk with somebody about Skyline Chili over the weekend and how I became addicted to it without actually liking it.
We've
got to
be
much.
Careful what we say about Skyline Chili because we share an office with Rick Swan, who is
across
the hall on Rob FM. And he is from that neck of the woods, and he is a dyed-in-the-wool Skyline Chili guy.
It has cinnamon or brown sugar in it.
It's almost like insulting someone's mother when you tell someone from that area, Ohio, Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, if you insult Skyline Chili, they take it very personally.
The other restaurant in Cincinnati that if you insult, they get mad is the Montgomery Inn, which is their famous rib place.
Yeah, you hear about that.
Which is also horrible.
You hear about that on Reds broadcasts all the time. Franchester and his buddies are talking about it. Look who's in the studio now.
He's back.
Back from Iowa City. The very only... Kyle, did you hear what we did in hour number one?
I did not.
We drew names for a Christmas gift exchange this week.
Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. Okay. So it's individually.
Did it.
You have to buy something for Alex.
Oh, Alex.
What did we cap that at?
$20?
$20. Joker said $300? Was that you, Nash?
It was you, Nash. And then someone suggested that somebody buy the next person, the Carolina Panthers, and then it all went downhill from there.
That's the North Carolina Panthers.
The North Carolina Panthers, yes.
So you'll have to get something for Alex.
All right.
And then I drew your name. So
how about that?
Do you have a Christmas list for Santa? What would you like to ask Santa for this year? keep it $20 or less.
Yeah, I actually don't. How much are these? How much are these headsets?
That's a lot more than $20.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well,
that's,
I mean, you can probably
you get a $20 headset.
You can get a $20 headset, but you get what you pay for.
I've been using Scott Unash's all along, so I know that Scott would be able to tell you
as
that.
Long
I,
as
I
you
need
don't
a new
use,
headset.
As long as you don't use someone else's here in the building,
don't do that.
It'll be fine. But we won't mention that person on the air. We never touch his headphones ever. It's like Step Brothers and the drum set. Has somebody touched my headphone? Don't look at me. 319.
He does some for 366-1600.
Mac McCausland, normally with us to kick off hour number two on Mondays, is going to be with us at 5:30. Kyle is with us now. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
All four of the state's major universities collided in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. First, it was the Hawkeyes taking care of Drake 90-64, led by Tyler Cook with 23 points. Nick Bear had 11 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Jordan Bohannon and Luca Garza also reached double digits. Iowa State overcame a halftime deficit to beat UNI 76-65. Wyatt Lohaus led the Panthers with 16 points, but the Cyclones had 5 of their 8 players in double digits, including Lindell Wigginson's game-high 20. Nick Weiler-Babb continued his strong play with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and the Cyclones have now won 8 in a row. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has been dominant since the opening tip of the season, and today was once again named co-Big Ten Player of the Week. She had 26 points and 10 rebounds on 73% shooting in a victory over UNI this weekend to give her a nation-leading 11th double-double. She's top 15 nationally in 8 other categories, including 3rd in field goal percentage and rebounds. At 11-1, she's got the Hawkeyes off to their best start since 2010 and ranked 25th in the country. We've got a lot going on here at KGYM tonight. First, we'll be checking out a little bit early, heading to Linmar on our FM frequencies beginning at 6:50. So our show will only be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, for those final 10 minutes. And when we're done, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show until 8:30, at which point we'll pick up Monday Night Football between the Falcons and Buccaneers on all three frequencies, including both 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Atlanta wins tonight. It all but seals Green Bay's fate. And then I think you'll next see Aaron Rodgers in insurance commercials and in the 2018 season. He looked okay at times. He did throw the, was it four, finished with 4 interceptions yesterday.
He didn't look like he had his full strength back in his right arm.
And he is ultimately going to cost you and me a spot in the championship, I believe, in the I'm On Listener League, because we bought into the hype. He was going to fill Jordy Nelson's stat sheet.
Oh,
I think every Packers receiver or player had a touchdown and multiple
old deke out.
Jordy finished with, 3 catches yesterday and didn't find the end zone. And it's going to wind up costing us. Basically, we need Mohamed Sanu to get locked in the bathroom on the team bus at the game tonight and for him to not set foot on the field.
Text line, it was an accident. I promise.
I don't know what you're talking about. We'll talk about it to kick off hour number two. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
AutoZone presents...